views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is June the 15th, 2017. It is a Thursday, and I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today, because you could be somewhere else, but I'm glad to have you here. And we're here because of Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, we must continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, and you can very easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and it has a donation button that's right there on the website, the homepage for the website. Just click it, and that will take you into how you can give some of your financial energy to keep this network growing and going in the future, which is going to be very, very important. And you are some of the only supporters of, there are no corporate supporters of Black Talk Radio Network as of yet. This is very, very important for us to do ourselves, and so that this can be something that can continue to grow. So go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, hit the donation button, and grow this network so that it can continue to be here for you, because you have deemed it as something that is valuable, why you're here, and this is why we appreciate that you are here. Also, you could support Black Talk Radio Network another way by going to BTR Community, and that is just underneath the donation prompt that's there. You'll see a black background with a capital B that's there, and that's for BTR Community, and it's a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your overall social media activity, so you won't be using the same formats as with Fedbook, Twitter, and all those other things that actually are data mining and are in so many ways adversely affecting you, because it's selling your identity to bidders and so many other things. But this is Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that you can engage in without having to worry about that, for only $24 a year. So come on over. To support is the only place that I post. I really don't do anything on Fedbook or any place else. So definitely come on over to there. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to you could go to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com. That's PROSPERITY MINT. And that is prosperity. Excuse me. That is Prosperity Mint, where you can acquire your own real, save as a king or queen, save as a lady and a gentleman, and you can save your labor in controlling your own God's money. Excuse me one second. Just had a... Sorry about that. Okay, so that's what you can do. Go to Prosperity Mint and acquire some of your own real money. And very, very easy to do. Okay? All right, so also some of the things, just so you'll know, I'm actually looking forward to having a special guest sometime next week or the week after. Give you a little heads up. Hopefully it can be, we can work it out. I'm going to have Mr. Reggie Middleton on as a special guest on one of the shows. And I think that's something very, very important that you all will benefit from that. And, you know, you can do a little research on who Reggie Middleton is. Phenomenal, phenomenal brother. Been following some of his work for a while. So reached out to him, got in contact with him. So just hopefully we'll get him on air here, which we will. Just got to work out the schedules. So looking forward to that. Dynamic, dynamic brother, in my opinion. Okay. Also, if you would like to join us for Controlling Your Wealth Seminar, that is going to be here in Dallas. And that is going to be on July the 1st. 2017, and it's going to be, like I said, here in Dallas at the Central Library at 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. Come on down to Dallas for the Control Your Wealth Seminar that is going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. The tickets are $300 for individuals and $550 for couples. You will also be able to, if you're not able to come to Dallas, you'll be able to be a part of it via the internet, and that's going to be $300 as well. So, but I would love for you to come down. We're going to have a very, very important seminar for you individually and for you, your family, where you will be the beneficiaries of the information, where you can use this for yourself. The itinerary is going to be, we're going to have an hour, Prosperity Mint will have an hour introduction as to some of the things that you should be knowing that's going on in the world, why you should be doing some of the things you're doing. Then we'll have a Trust and Foundation that will be brought to you all. Trust and Foundations will be brought to you by Legacy Wealth Management. Then there will be an hour of the Precious Metals class, and then there will be an hour of debriefing, which we will be looking at other opportunities that we could be working together in collectively and doing very well. So this is something that I definitely think that you should all be engaging in. Come on down to Dallas, July the 1st. It starts at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it will be a great, great time, and it will be a good opportunity for us to all meet, come together, and start to establish a collective prudence approach to everything. So looking definitely forward to that. Come on down to Dallas, July the 1st, 2017. Also, if you would like to get in on the cryptocurrencies, rcryptocurrencies.com. The overall pullback that I had expected for the cryptocurrencies has happened, and it came down, all of them came down pretty good, double digit percentages in most cases, which is good, so that you can get in on it. Hopefully you are, and because I think it's something that you should be, something that you should own. You should own some cryptocurrency. You should not save in cryptocurrencies. You should be owning cryptocurrencies. So come on over to rcryptocurrency.com, and that'll put you with us on the Trade Coin Club. We're going to be actually developing more, and this is one of the reasons why Reggie Middleton is going to be asked to come on as a guest, because he has some good things, well, I won't say good things, some absolute phenomenal things and opportunities that he's working on that you can get involved in. So hopefully we will get that done. So that's where we are. So join rcryptocurrency.com, and then once you do that, I will get an email, and then I will send you some information on setting up your account and everything else. So a lot's going on in the cryptocurrency realm and world, and it continues to do that. So be a part of it. And, you know, it's something that you should own. It's not something that you should save in. So definitely, I'm thoroughly pleased, and I've been in it for a very, very long time. And I only anticipate it to continue to do certain things. And this is some of the things that we talk about within our on our in our group of cryptocurrency holders. That's a part of our cryptocurrency. rcryptocurrency.com. Join that, and we will get you some information and get you going, and some things that you have to do before you can get rolling. So those of you that have been looking at this, hopefully you were able to do some of the things that you're able to do, your verifications, get your accounts all set up so that you can start engaging in these cryptocurrencies. Okay, so with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. And sometimes, you know, my internet is so bad sometimes it doesn't always pull up the whole story. And, man, that upsets me. But we got a couple of stories, so let's jump into it. How much time we got? Hopefully we'll have, don't want to spend too much time in what's in the news. All right, so we're going to, here we go. This is an article that I posted from USANews.com. Germany and Austria slam U.S. sanctions against Russia. And this came from U.S. This was in U.S. News, and Associated Press carried this. Very, very telling as to things that what's going on, and this is a part of today's show. So check out that article. Next article, my man Raj posted this one. If my internet will cooperate, please. Thank you. Next article. Man, I don't know what this is. This one came from Forbes.com. And it is Alzheimer's affect twice as many people as estimated. Check out that. And I hope that that's the whole thing, because everything didn't come up for me. Roz posted that one, so check that one out. Next one, Roz posted this one. This is from futurist.com. Crystal DDT could be a safer bug killer. So check out that one. Where Rise posted this one, saying scientists have found a new crystal form of pesticide DDT that is more effective against insects than the current form. Boy, trust these at all. Next article, Rise posted this one from New Atlas. Genetic links to insomnia prove it is not all in your head. Check out that article. Next one didn't pull up out. This one is from Cerebrally Naive Network, and it was a polio outbreak in Congo. And I don't know what happened. It didn't pull up. They must have taken it down. That's what that one was. So check out, well, you won't be able to check that one out. Next article, Raj posted this one from Fox. Lying like a Fox News is Microsoft is worried about elevated risk for destructive cyber attacks. Check out that. And Raj posted this from Cerebrally Naive Money, known as CNN Money. Older Americans look to Senate for relief from harmful health care bills. Next article, Raj posted this from Nothing But Crooks News, NBC News. Trump lashes out at reporter after reporter says he is under investigation. And next one we have, I posted this one. This is very, very important. This one came from IllinoisPolicy.org. Illinois economic growth is worse than during the Great Depression. Huge. Probably we'll be covering that tomorrow and Friday in Financial Friday. Very, very important that you know these things. Next article. I posted this one from oilprice.com. The downturn is over, but U.S. companies, oil companies, face a huge problem. Check out that, because that means that you do too, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Next article. I posted this one from Reuters. ECB shifts some reserves from yuan. ECB shifts some reserves to yuan from U.S. dollars. Huge, huge story. And I ran it twice. It was so big. And this one also, Post got this one from covered geopolitics. The European Central Bank switch to Chinese yuan for the first time. We are definitely, I said, this has huge undertow here. And thanks to my man Kevin that sent me that article. This is very, very critical and a part of today's show. And it says, what could be a major sign of things to come? The European Central Bank, known as the ECB, ladies and gentlemen, just switched to the Chinese yuan for the first time. Will this be the beginning of the end of the fiat U.S. dollar? Check out that article. Very, very important. Another article I got from oilprice.com. Cuba scrambles as Venezuela oil industry collapses. Check out that article. Next article I got from altmarkets.com. Peak economy delusion signal. Peak economy delusions signal coming crisis. It signals the coming crisis. Very, very true. Check out that. We'll probably cover that tomorrow. Next one, I got this from the South China Morning Post. How the Fed's balance sheet unwinds hits China. How the Fed's balance sheets unwind hits China. Check out that article. Next one, I posted this one from Bloomberg. And this one is the bank, the People's Bank of China shrugs off Yellen as and crafts space to handle deleveraging. Basically, yesterday when the Federal Reserve under with the celebrity figurehead Janet Yellen increased the interest rates, the Chinese the People's Bank of China did not do it, coincide with it, just like it did the last time. Very, very important, very significant move there. Next one, this one comes from Russia. I got this one from Russia Insider. Qatar's crisis reflect feud in Washington and declining U.S. global influence. This is a part of today's, definitely today's show. Next article, this is from Zero Point Now. Got this one from ZeroPointNow.com. Oh, no. This one came from iBankCoin.com. Bitcoin drops to 10-day low as cryptocurrencies face volatility on three fronts. A great, great article for you to know about. Next one, I got this one from Bloomberg. The Fed is flying blind. And they're talking about the Federal Reserve, those that create the debt that you have to pay, the private organization that does that. Check out that article. Next article I got from China, South China Morning Post. Five ways Jinping and Abe could power the Asian century. Talking about the president of China and the prime minister of Japan, how they could actually power the Asian century. And I do believe that we are in the beginning of the Asian century. Very, very important. And this was, you know, there was a show that we did, and I said that this could go hundreds of years. I think it was last week. And this is why I said it could be, you know, because history usually, this is what happens. So the next superpower economically, militarily, geopolitically is going to be out of the Asian nations, particularly in my opinion, will be China. And that is going to last for a 100 years or so, and is going to be a new country. And I wouldn't be surprised if that would be a country that comes out of Africa, or out of the continent of Africa. Who knows? But it will not be the United States, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. So check out that article, and this is why we're doing what we're doing here. A Tando Radio Show. Next article, I got this one from Russia Insider. It is official. Huge, huge story. It is official. India and Pakistan join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, known as the SCO. India and Pakistan join SCO. And I'll just read this real quick. The underlining is this: amidst growing hostilities between India and its arch rival Pakistan, the two countries were granted full membership of the Shanghai Cooperative Organization. Cooperation Organization. During its two-day annual summit, the regional format, which is dominated by Russia and China, was established to counter the U.S. geopolitical strategies in Central Asia, in the Caspian region. Done deal, folks. And this is why you'll see why we named the show today. This is definitely a part of today's show. We may get to this, we may not. Next article, we got. I got this one from the anti-media. The U.S. Senate just voted to continue arming Saudi Arabia. Next article I got from Press TV. Middle East leaders wanted U.S. to bomb Iran. Former celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Kerry said in Oslo, Norway. Next article, this comes from Press TV as well. South Korea in final talks over $13 billion loan. Iran's media said the country is preparing to receive a major credit line worth $13 billion from South Korea for several of its industrial projects within the next few weeks. The Persian language newspaper reported that negotiations to receive a credit line were almost completed and that the foreign ministers would travel to the Iranian foreign minister would travel to Seoul to finalize the procedures for Iran to see to receive it. That is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Next article, very, very important. My commentary on this one, I got this from the Telegraph. This is for this plan, excuse me, this plan is for, oh, I messed that up. Oh, the plan is for this to happen. I'm going to move this down. The plan is for this to happen here. It is only, it is in our distinct American way and style. And what it is Venezuela protests set fire to Supreme Court buildings as the crisis deepens in Venezuela. And I thoroughly think that this is the plan. The plan is for this to happen here in its own distinct American way and style. That is exactly what I think is going to be happening here. Everything is being played out. You're seeing these different events unfold. Very, very important. Check out that article. Next article I got from Press TV, U.S. deploy long-range rocket systems to Syria. Next to Syria. Next article from Anti-Media, why I'm not surprised there was two mass shootings today. And this was from yesterday. And the last story from what's in the news is I got this one from Bloomberg. South Africa raises black ownership requirements for mines to 30%. South Africa raised black ownership requirements for mines to 30%. So that's what's in the news. And today's show is, the topic will be, will a coordinated collapse take you down with it? And I said, make your choice every day. And the coordinated collapse is going to be about collapsing the common person's economy and untying the United States into the untied states of America so that the U.S. economy and the common person's, the common U.S. so-called citizen of the U.S. will be adversely affected and will be disinvested, the disinvestment, and will be going into default, meaning you will not be relevant going forward in the future if you do not take care of what's necessary today, tomorrow, and every day up until that time. All of the indicators are there. This is why we go over some of the things that what's in the news, and this is why we talk about what we talk about, and this is going to be a part of today's show. Will the coordinated collapse take you down with it? Make your choice every day. This is something that you have to start to decide, in my opinion, something that I have. So I'm only going to share with you some of those things. And very, very important that we know that these things are here and why they are and how they could adversely affect. So we can't say that we didn't know. And because just by saying that you didn't know will not relieve you from the overall consequences of what is going to be happening. So that's what's going to be in today's show. So let's, I want to go over a couple of things. I want to jump into a couple of stories. Let me just really quickly, okay, here we go. First one that I definitely want to go to, and I think is probably the, one of the most significant ones. Which one do I want to go to first? The Reuters one are from, let's go from the European Central Bank, this one. Yeah, we'll go from this one. Okay, now, today's show, is that the U.S. geopolitically and economically is going to lose its overall positioning. But see, it's not going to be that the U.S. economy is going to collapse. The economy is still going to, well, the economy is not going to collapse, but the U.S. economy is going to collapse. And preferably this common person's economy is already in a state of depression. It will go into full-fledged collapse, receivership, and there's all going to be all kinds of new rules, laws, and obligations that you are going to have to be actually burdened by not preparing. And those that aren't going to be prepared are going to be going into receivership. And they're going to, the system is going to require that you go into receivership physically, mentally, economically, culturally, and all of the formats that they have laid out in their society. And if you're not prepared for that or not taking the necessary precautions and doing some things to protect yourself from that, it won't matter what you have thought or what you think at that current time. That is going to be the move. That is going to be the prevailing energy. And that energy is going to be extremely, is going to have a lot of force behind it. How you resonate and how you respond to it is going to be critical because it will affect you. It will affect you if you're prepared or if you're not prepared. It will affect you. By you preparing may lay out some of the options and opportunities that you will have at your disposal. And this is what we want to increase as much as we possibly can. While we're having the Control Your Wealth seminar on July the 1st. All of you should definitely be engaging in that, being a part of that, either by coming to Dallas or signing up for the by way of the internet, and I'll bring you that first thing next week for those of you that want to do it that way. So there's an article, and that came from Covert Geopolitical, and here's the article: the European Central Bank switched to Chinese yuan for the first time. The ECB switched to the Chinese yuan, or the real name is the Chinese renminbi. Here's what the article says and why you need to know and why this is such a phenomenal move. The system is going to cause every person that is paid in U.S. currency is going to default. Plain and simple. If they continue to do what they've been doing for so long and don't change up, if they don't do what the ECB is doing, if they don't do what China is doing, if they don't do what other countries are doing, there will be no one else left holding the U.S. debt. What does this really mean? Let me read this to you, what this really means. The ECB has divested itself of U.S. dollars and have decided to move into the Chinese yuan. They're buying China's debt. Why would they buy China's debt? Because they realize that China's debt is something that is going to be backed by assets. The U.S. debt is too large to do that. So what does that mean? They're getting out of the dollar. They don't want a show like Tando Radio Show on telling you, you better get out of it too. Because they want you to be the holder of last resort, the buyer of last resort. The ECB is going to start to trim its buying. It's starting to make those moves now. And if they're not buying it, the debt is still there. Who's going to buy it? You will be the buyer of last resort. And the system has set it up to where you won't even question buying it. You will be actually thinking that, oh, yeah, give me that. That's what I wanted. Give me. I'm down. And yes, this whole thing is going to lay a lot of people economically down for a very, very long generational count when it explodes. That's what this article really means. Let me read the headline of this article once again from my perspective. The ECB, the European Central Bank, has dropped, excuse me, has switched from buying the dollar, the debt of the dollar, or U.S. debt, buying your debt, buying the everyday citizens here quality of life and standard of living, and has decided to buy the Chinese yuan for the first time. And it won't be the last time, but it's the start of what they will be doing from now on. So, in my opinion, because they have to. Let's go into the article. Oh, before we get going, forgot, sorry about this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So here we go. And what could be a major sign of things to come, the ECB, European Central Bank, just switched to the Chinese yuan, and I call it the Chinese renminbi, for the first time. Will this be the beginning of the end of the fiat U.S. dollar? That's the question mark. And then there was a tweet from People's Daily China. It says, European Central Bank Tuesday said it has switched 500 million euros worth of its U.S. dollar reserves to Chinese yuan for the first time. 500 million euros. Doesn't sound like a lot. That's just the beginning, though, ladies and gentlemen. The ECB switched some of its reserves from the yuan to the yuan from the U.S. dollar. The European Central Bank switched about 500 million euros worth of its U.S. dollar reserves to the yuan, meaning they got rid of they switched their U.S. dollars, and they preferred having those in yuans or renminbis, reflecting an increase in use of the Chinese currency in Beijing. Important as one of the European area's largest trading partner, it said on Tuesday. Excuse me, it says, and Beijing's importance as one of the euro area's largest trading partner, it said on Tuesday. Let me move this down. The ECB sold a small portion of its U.S. dollar holdings. See, they try to make it really, really small. See, they're saying that now in the general public, but in actually what they're really doing is that it is much, much more than what they're saying, in my opinion. Article goes on. The ECB sold a small portion of its U.S. dollar holdings, which remains the largest in its portfolio, leaving the oversize of the ECB's foreign reserves unchanged. So what would they say? Well, no, we have a large holding in U.S. debt. We're going to continue to hold U.S. debt. We just made a small arrangement. Why do they have to do that? Because they don't want to signal off too much what they're doing, because then they won't be able to unwind their U.S. dollar holdings as much as they want. It's just like you. If you know something is going to fail, if you know a car is a lemon and you're a shyster, and you say, I want to sell this car as soon as I possibly can, what are you going to do to the person that comes to buy? You're going to say, oh, yeah, this is a good car. That's what the system does. They say, oh, yeah, this is a good car. Why do they do that? Because they want you, the individual wants you to buy that car and take off of their hands that lemon so that they can get something for it. But if you know it's a lemon, what are you going to do? I'm not going to buy it for that. So what are they going to say? No, it's not a lemon. It's a good car. That's how this is working here. The article goes on. ECB's foreign reserves now comprise of U.S. dollars, Japanese yen, Chinese renminbi, gold, and SDRs. And SDRs are special drawing rights. The SDRs is not something that you can hold. It's a contractual exchange between countries. The investment also came after the IMF, the international, this is what I call them, IMF, International Monetary Fund, determined the yuan to be a freely, let me move this down, a freely usable currency, and approved this inclusion into the SDR special drawing rights basket as the fifth currency alongside the U.S. dollar, the euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound, the ECB said. Now, they did this back in 2015, in October of 2015, and they gave all of the banks throughout the world until October of 2016 to have renminbis on hand for the exchange. Now, we're coming up to 1 year later, because I do believe that there's going to be a crisis, an economic crisis that could possibly happen this year. And they want to make sure that they're thoroughly prepared for that. Okay, so it goes on. And then there's a attachment to an article. Let me pull that up real quick. No, I didn't want to pull that up. Don't pull that up. Sorry about that, y'all. There's an attachment inside of this for that. All right, so the article continues. Reuters is owned by the Jesuits through the Rothschild banking dynasty. A more elaborate account of the historical development is available at the Financial Times. That's what they said here. Okay, ECB gives renminbi its 4X seal of approval. Central banks invested 500 million euros of its reserves in renminbi's denominated assets for the first time. The ECB has started to hold foreign exchange reserves in the renminbi in what amounts to be a seal of approval for Beijing's ambition to internationalize its currency. The ECB invested 500 million euros into renminbi-denominated assets during the first half of this year, meaning that they've been continuously doing this at rates that they're not telling you. Reflecting China's importance as one of Europe's largest trading partner, the bank said on Tuesday, which was yesterday. I mean, Tuesday, 2 days ago. While the 500 million amounts to just... Move this down. While the 500 million amounts to just a sliver of the ECB's 68 billion 4X reserve, the purchase of renminbi assets reflect the growing acceptance in Europe of China's status as a global economic superpower, along with a desire to build closer ties with one of the world's largest economy. Let me stop there. It is not one of the world's largest economy. It is the world's largest economy, not the U.S. The European Union is made up, comprised of more countries, so that is really, they can't be classified as one because there's multiple countries, one economy in the world. And it's been that for a while. Goes on. The ECB is the most important central bank to date to invest in the renminbi. Now, I want to stop there really quickly. Why do you think that is? What has been happening? What have you been seeing in, let me tell you, whenever we look at the news, always take it with a grain of salt, because what they want you, especially mainstream media, what they want you to do is think one thing, but it may absolutely be something else completely. But you always want to know still what it is that they're thinking so you could devise your plan. When they say go left, you go right. When they say go up, you go down. When they say go here, you go there. So what do we've noticed? There's been a, remember when the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump came out with Make America Great Again, America First, and all of those other things? How did Europe respond to it? And they've been telling everybody how they've been responding to it. So what does that mean? That means that they're going to divest themselves of the U.S. and they're going to go with who? If you're going to divest yourself of the U.S., if you no longer want to do business with the U.S., if you want to protect yourself from the overall dollar hegemony and the dollar thuggery of the United States banking cartel and backed by its U.S. government military and its government sanctions powers, perceptions and everything else, what do? Where do you go? You go to China and Russia. You go to China and Russia. And that's exactly what's happening here. So the overall, if you look at what's been happening here, this plays perfectly out for the purge. They're going to be purging the United States. They want to purge the world of the United States and the influence of the United States. And what do they need to do to have that facilitated in a way that gives them more leverage than what they have now, very easily they have to first convict the U.S. so that the rest of the world will galvanize itself together to take the overall bully down and then fight for everything else after the bully is gone. And you're going to start to see that play out once the bully has been thoroughly, thoroughly neutered. This is definitely going to happen. This is a part of the purge. This is how the system maintains control. Because what they're going to do is they're going to fool the people that think one thing while their objective is to gain even a stronger position of advantage in subjugation and enslavement. So that's my opinion. That's what I see happening. And this is why you need to thoroughly be prepared. The article goes on. I lost my place. And okay, the article says, the let me make sure. Did I miss this? Okay, yes. Oh, here we go. Okay. The ECB investment is modest in size, but a huge symbolic significance, says a professor at Cornell University. The central bank behind is for the central bank behind the euro, the world's second most important reserve currency after the dollar, to hold renminbi assets in its own form exchange reserve portfolio speaks volumes about how far the Chinese economy and its currency has come. The purchases follow a decision taken behind closed doors by the ECB Governing Council in January, but not announced until the purchase was complete. What happened in January? They all got together after celebrity figurehead Trump made that speech about America first and the protectivism. And not only that, they already knew what was going to be on the agenda by the overall selection campaigns that was going on, the presidential selection campaign that was going on. So what did they do? They properly positioned themselves behind closed doors. Why was this, ladies and gentlemen? Because it was a secret. If it was something that was real small and it was just a matter of diversifying your portfolio, you wouldn't have done it secretively and not to release it up until now. This is because what they really did is that they actually has already moved much, much more than 500 million euros, but they just can't announce it yet. When are they going to announce it? They're going to announce it once China announces that they're going to be backing their currency with assets, particularly gold, silver, and other assets that are needed throughout the world, oil and geopolitical influence over controlling of those assets. Huge, huge, huge. So China is going to establish an economic system where they're going to be paying people, and they will require people to pay them not in debt but in assets. And the reason why they're going to do that is because there is going to be an economic crisis that is going to shake the whole world, and particularly those countries that have remained doing business with the U.S. dollar. And all individuals, states, corporations, and entities that do business by way of the dollar, they are going to get fleeced. Yes, the Chinese renminbi and other countries' currencies will take a hit too, but they will not take the fall. The world will actually look to them to solve this problem. And what will be the problem will be? The problem will be that the U.S. will be given a 96-hour margin call to pay its debts. It will not be able to pay its debt. It will already be invoked in war, and it will further that war on all types of fronts, and it will lose on every single front, and the U.S. will go into receivership. Ladies and gentlemen, you will be going into receivership if you're not prepared. Because in actuality, there is a couple of things that back the U.S. dollar. One, the petrodollar status, the reserve currency status, the U.S. military, and you. Your energy and your labor backs the U.S. dollar. even though nothing is manufactured in this country. That is very true. Very few things are manufactured in this country. But when this debt typhoon hits and it goes into real default, the rest of the world will say, no, 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 no. You're not going to get away scot-free, just like anything else. Just like if you don't pay your debts, if you have any assets or from your mortgage to your car, if you don't pay your car note, they seize that asset. When the U.S. is not able to make its debt requirements, they're going to seize and they're going to repossess the U.S. assets. You and your labor and your energy of your labor is an asset that the U.S. controls, and that is what the U.S. owns, and that's what's going to be taken to receivership and repossessed. The whole landscape of employment is going to totally change. You're going to have to first work off your debt before you can be paid anything. This is serious. The article continues. Ms. Prasad, who's the Cornell University person, Mr. Prasad adds, everybody wants to be friends with China. Everybody wants to be friends with China. Do you see what's going on here? Cornell is a much more than, the University of Cornell is much more than what most people think. It is one of those institutions that's behind the overall subjugation and enslavement. The ECB's action can be seen as a down payment for establishing stronger trade and financial links. Everybody wants to be friends with China. The ECB's action can be seen as a down payment for establishing stronger trade and financial links. What does that mean? That means that Europe is going to completely drop the dollar. Remember one of the things that China said, in the future, all countries that use the U.S. dollar will not be able to do business with China. You're going to first have to divest yourself of the U.S. dollars. Why? Because they won't accept them. Why? Because there is going to be a trade war, currency war, and a shooting war. They will not trade with the enemy. Trading with the enemy. They will not deal with any country that's trading with their enemy. And this is all falling out into a much, much bigger picture that has adverse effects for those that will not be prepared. And I don't want you to go down with it. You have to think about what is it that you can be doing. Every single person is different. But I want to go on in this before we go to a commercial break. We got some time, but I want to finish this and then we'll talk about some of those things. The ECB also invests in dollars and yen as well as gold. It sold dollars to fund renminbi purchases, but still holds a majority of its foreign exchange in U.S. currency. They have to say that. Why do they have to say that? Because they're not ready to pull the pin just yet. They want to wait until they get all of their U.S. currency reserves, all of the non-performing assets, debt. They want to get rid of all of their non-performing debt before they do that. They're purging themselves of the U.S. debt, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not performing. The popularity of the renminbi has risen since the International Monetary Fund in 2016 included it alongside the dollar, the euro, the yen, the pound, and its special drawing rights baskets of the most important global currencies, which we talked about many times here on Tando. Other central banks, including the Swiss National Bank, has also brought assets denominated in Chinese currency. Let me put it to you this way. They're dropping the dollar too. As low-risk investors, central banks have tendered to purchase safer assets such as government bonds. It is an important signal that the ECB is not immune to broader trends. A researcher for the London School of Economics thought the numbers are rather small, but it's a modest start. Don't you believe them? The ECB started to consider investing in renminbi in as early as 2014, with a discussion in the governmental council during the autumn of that year. Let me stop there. The ECB started to consider investing in renminbi in early 2014. Let me tell you what that really means. The ECB had started dropping most of its U.S. dollars for renminbi in early 2014, not only in renminbi but also in gold and other performing assets that they know are going to be forming in the future. That's what's really, they were actually probably doing this as far back as 2004. It goes on. As well as setting interest rate and supervising lending, central banks are responsible for investing trillions of dollars in, move this down, trillions of dollars of reserve assets, building up through interventions in currency markets and as a buffer to protect against liquidity shortages in foreign currencies. According to the IMF data, public officials manage reserves worth $10 trillion. Worth $10 trillion. Some of those investments are held in the form of gold, but more than $5 trillion is in dollar denominated assets such as U.S. Treasuries, reflecting the U.S.'s role as the sole global economic superpower during the much latter half of the 20th century. You hear how they wrote that? It used to be. Some $1.5 trillion is held in euros, a small amount in sterling and yen. It is difficult to envision the renminbi making a leap to a major reserve currency in the absence of major reforms. Purchasing of China's currency by global central banks has lagged behind a rise on its economic power. In part of the restriction Beijing places on foreign investments into China and the currency's fixed exchange rate, a greater share of reserves is still held in currencies of smaller economies such as the UK, Austria, and Canada. It is remarkable that a currency that does not yet have a market determines exchange rates has become a de facto as well as a de jure reserve currency. Meaning this, ladies and gentlemen, they don't even control the markets, but they still control the market because everybody needs to be China's friend going forward. Why? Because China has already laid out a plan of how there is going to be multilateral, bilateral trade among countries known as the One Belt, One Road, and known as the New Silk Road, where people will be trading assets for assets. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? Instead of debt for assets, where you're going to be buying the U.S. debt, and if you ever try to stop buying the U.S. debt, if you ever try to stop or drop the U.S. debt and go to somewhere, something else that's going to actually benefit you economically more, that's when they bomb you. The U.S. no longer has the ability to bomb anybody significant any longer. The next super fatal mistake that the U.S. will that it will engage in military confrontation when it has already lost leverage, capability, influence, and above all, relevance. And they're going to overplay their hand and overextend themselves. And I just hate to say that is going to cause some major, major losses for innocent people that had nothing to do with this charades. Article continues before we go to a commercial break. The official U.S. dollar dumping has commenced. Did you hear what this article just said? The official U.S. dollar dumping has commenced. We who are heavily invested in banks have nothing to worry about for as long as we have our backyard gardens and have downloaded a therapeutic ebook below. We can surely weather this storm. This article is extremely, extremely important. And it is telling you that the rest of the world wants you here in the States to continue to watch what you've been watching on TV, continue to watch what's on mainstream media, continue to think that cream cash rules everything around me, to continue to save in a currency that's losing its purchasing power, continue to do and to think that what's happening in the past you'll have in the future, continuing to think that you live in the most prosperous country in the world, continue to think that everything is going to be all right, continue to think that nothing has changed, that the U.S. could never fall. That's what they want you to think and where they want you to put your energy. Why? Because then that gives them the option to be able to protect themselves for when that falsehood comes to bear and the reality comes to swift. And it is going to be coming. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we get ready to come out of this commercial break, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And I just want to thank you all for listening. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up on the last. I'm going to play a video the last half of the show because I have an appointment that we have to make, and it's going to run into the end of the show. I'll be all right because I'll be traveling, so I'm going to play a video while I'm traveling, and then I'll still be on queue if you have any questions or comments, so I'll still be here. So we'll just keep it going, and we're going to play that right at the next at the commercial break. We're going to play that, and then if you have any just before that, let me see. How does this No, what we're going to do is right at the commercial break, we'll play that. So if you have any questions or comments, call in now before the 6:30 mark, because from the 6:30 mark on is going to go into the end of the show. Once the video is over, the show will be over, and that will be the end of the show. for the day, because I just want you to hear this. Very, very important to reemphasize. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Now, very, very important. The reason why I wanted to bring that to your attention is because the rest of the world is already preparing, and there is very few that are telling you that you need to be prepared, especially within our community, especially among our midst, especially within our circle, especially in our community, especially in our families. And this is a clear sign that the things that you were used to and that you grew up knowing will be the past and will not be going forward. There is a coordinated collapse that has already started. The collapse is, we are already in the collapse. We are already in the depression. But it's going to go further and deeper. And it's going to go further and deeper, not for 1 year, 6 months. It's going to go further and deeper for many years. For those of you that are preparing, you are going to put yourself in a better position of advantage than what you would otherwise have been in if you didn't. Those that didn't prepare because they honestly didn't know, hopefully they will be able, some of those individuals will still do well, but many that have done well won't do well, and those that are still struggling, it will only get much, much worse. This system has no sympathy, nor does it care about anyone. It only cares about maintaining its control of assets so that it can steal and control energy of people. That's all it, that's its objective. Now, in that, they became extremely influential. So they established a system that always caters to that overall objective. It says that you and I have to be just as equally powerful in our own way to develop, and then hopefully we can momentumize that, galvanize that, put it together, and build something else. There wasn't just one evil person that came, in one or two evil people that came together and said, let's do this. It was the overall prevailing winds that swept many into this, and they all gave their allegiance and their energy to creating what we have now. This is what we're up against. They have force of will, just like you have force of will. What will you do? What will you do with that force? And it's a coordinated collapse that is unfolding now. Will it take you down with all that it intends to take down with it? And if your answer is no, I would definitely say wise choice. And in that wise choice, there has to be things that you do, and you have to choose that every day. You may not see it now as much as you will see it as this continues to unfold. Those that you have yet not named will see, which will know, and be in what you have done will be spoken of for many, many of generations, because you resonated different. Let me tell you something. And I'm not trying to. Everyone has this capability. Everyone has these talents. Everyone has this energy. It wasn't a coincidence at all that on Tuesday we talked about the show with the active shooters, about an active shooting, using that as an example, where we played that Florida sheriff coming on and saying, these are the things that you should be doing, and we actually showed that it was basically with the objective was in that show was to show you that you have to execute your free will, and you have to be the power source. You have to decide what's in your best. If someone else is going to be deciding that by de facto governmental rule or religious rule or social rule or geopolitical rule, they've already established that those institutions to use you, and they're going to continue to use you. They don't think highly of you at all. So it's in your best interest to think highly of yourself, enough to protect yourself. If you're not able to love yourself, what measure of love will you ever be able to extend? Impossible. The only thing that you'll ever extend is selfishness, greed, hate, and destruction. So, the reason why we did that on Wednesday, because we all knew that things was going to be happening relatively soon. But I'm going to tell you, it was, I'm really gravitating, and I'm really moving towards, whenever there's a movement in my spirit, whenever there's a movement, there's a frequency move in within my sphere, I recognize it, I trust it, and I respond to it. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why I say that is because early morning yesterday, after we had Tuesday's show, after I finished, I said there's going to be something that happens relatively soon that is going to really exemplify what we just talked about on Tando. And Wednesday morning, I got up and I was doing, you know, going through my regular practices and the things that I do, and there was a frequency change. And that frequency told me one of the things just happened. And if you turned on the news right now, it would be all over the news. But I didn't need to turn on the news, because I already knew. I already picked up on it. And this isn't anything of where you're bragging about what you... No, that's not it at all. But what it is that I'm comfortable with developing that ability now. Because the system had taught me, even as a child, as you as a child, to suppress that, to be quiet about that. Don't let anybody know that. Protect that. Hide that. Your strengths and abilities should be shared, not hidden. They're only hidden because of fear. There isn't anything that I'm fearing. And I'm learning to deal with those things. So when this frequency changed, I remember from I was at the top of the stairs and it hit me. And for the next 2 or 3 minutes, anything that I wanted to know as to what was happening, I could have taken from that frequency, that energy that was there, and it would have told me in discernment what was happening. Lo and behold, there was the perception of some things that happened in Washington, D.C., and one of the shootings that happened yesterday. Now, I would just say this. Whenever you see something on mainstream media, whatever their storyline is, believe me, there's only a sliver of truth there, but his intention is for something else completely. Something else totally completely. So here it was, I knew. And there are things within you that you know. Everything that you know, you need to really start developing, paying attention to, cultivating, nurturing. Because that is still the greatness that you have. We got a caller that's here. I'm going to come right to you real quick. And we must develop that. And regardless of what people say about you, how people feel about you, that's not their choice. Your choice is that you have to develop that. We got a caller in queue. Definitely want to go to the caller that's in queue. And It is, we got a caller out of area code 407, area code. Caller, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is Rob. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's up, brother? Who is this?
This is Rob from Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Good, good, good. Quick question. If we want to digress ourselves of the U.S. dollar, would you recommend, actually, or if it's possible, to purchase yuan physically as well? I mean, the Chinese renminbi.
Renminbi, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Unless we went over there or something, then, huh?
Yes. Yes. You got exactly what I was saying right away. No. Now, there's a couple of reasons why I say that. Because, one, there's no place here in the States that you can go and use that and they will accept it.
Yeah.
If you live here in the States, you can't go to a store and use the renminbi because what is it? It's not real money. It's a currency that's based in confidence. They don't have the mechanisms in confidence to be able to move that into another medium exchange that will benefit them, so they're not going to do it. Two, here's another thing that you got to be careful of in the future. Do you think the U.S. and China are going to be the best of buddies or the worst of enemies in the future?
Worse.
Worst of enemies. Okay. So in knowing that and thinking and believing that, here's what it has to say with that. You do not want to have something that you don't want to control that currency and hold that currency that your overall nation is going to be going to war with, because then by you holding it is trading with the enemy. It's an act of trading with the enemy.
Right.
Remember when throughout the fraudulent wars that this country was in, what did they do in World War II to the community, the Japanese community? They did what? Imprisoned
them.
They rounded them up. Why did they round them up? Because they said that they was at war with Japan.
Right.
So I would be very careful of that in all currencies that are out right now.
Right.
I think that you should be using them for what they should be used for. Now, could you trade it and everything else and then, you know, change it into something that you can use? Yes. But I would definitely say this. Here's the thing that is probably, in my opinion, the most important thing, is that the currency that you want to have has not been put on the market yet.
Mm.
From a standpoint of from a governmental or banking backing. Now, there are currencies that you can use, such as the cryptocurrencies. You can use those, and they're gaining more and more influence. They are just like your dollar bill and your cash. The only thing is that they're more widely accepted. They are not money. They're currency. Okay, and so I would not hold, unless you're holding it as a souvenir or just because you went to the country or something, or you have some friend, then yes. But it's still paper backed by debt right now. The currency that is going to be the overall backing, that's going to be backed by assets, has not even been digitally created or printed as of yet. But the overall monetary instrument has. That's silver and gold. So, great, great question. Brett, did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I kind of knew the answer already. I just wanted to put it out there already.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very important. And I'm glad you asked, because it's something that we need to be sharing, because I really want to, for all of us, as much as we possibly can in this time that we're in, to position ourselves accordingly, because your action is what's going to get you through, not your ritual practices. That's the deception. to get you deeper in trouble. And you already know what I mean by that. So, great, great question. Bro, any other comments or anything else that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I actually do. It's not related to the topic, but I want to put it out there anyway. A few brothers out here in my neighborhood that I've been trying to get together with, they suffer from PTSD. And I told them to go on YouTube and listen to Mozart 5 and 6 on the 432 Hertz. And they've been looking for me ever since. Like, man, what is it? What's going on? I feel so much better. I'm not yelling. I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that, because I tried to explain it to them that the frequencies can actually heal your body without you even knowing it, more than any other synthetic drug or anything else out there that can actually, that, you know, that's proposed that can help you. So I just want to put that out there. That actually works. Brothers that suffer from PTSD, you know, try and get you a calm and relaxing room and listen to some Mozart. And that's all I wanted to say about that.
So, so true. Frequencies are everything. The overall extension of life, everything that lives has a frequency. Everything that's inanimate is without a frequency. And so there are different forms of the frequencies. You know, there's high frequencies, there's low frequencies. And this is so, so true. So that's the whole power in so many things. And I think that we need to really, this isn't what's taught in our institutions of schooling and indoctrination, because what they would be doing is that they would actually be cultivating you being able to stand on your own and no longer see them as someone that you need to, that they need to obey, that we need to obey. And it will come to the point where you'll see that you don't need to destroy them, but what you do is you remove your energy from them, and whatever they put energy in, while they still resonate at that frequency, it will be a low frequency and they will be destroying themselves. So, but I'm glad you there are just so many great frequencies that can be shared. This is why smiling at someone is a frequency. When you speak to someone, when you say certain things, when you say certain things that you're sincere about, it conveys a frequency. Let me tell you something about, in my opinion, communication. They always give you, that's not a word, this isn't a word, because it's not in Webster's dictionary, because they want to control you. If you can convey a message to someone, then you've communicated with them by using the words of frequencies. How many times have you been in a bad mood, or you've been hurt, or you're going through this or that, and you happen to hear a soothing song that has always comforted you? What do you do when you start to hear those frequencies, those melodies, those tunes, that rhythmic chorus? It takes you back to different times in your life when your frequency wasn't as low as it is right now. And what happens? It changes you immediately to resonate that way. My sister, Strategic Melanin, said English is a very low frequency. We shouldn't speak it. And so, so true. So, so true. And as Brother Braggs, he heard someone say, we don't speak English, we write it. That's the truth, too. So, so true. Well said, Strategic Melanin. Well, well said. So, frequencies are everything. If the extensions is eternal, it's energy. It's energy that moves, that resonates. And it resonates off of a will. So very, very, I'm glad you told them that, brother, because it's so, so needed. And, you know, the position that they've been put in was in such a low frequency, and it's destroying so so much of their bodies, their spirit, you know, and we don't want it to their body and their mind and their soul. We don't want it to destroy their spirit. So much love, much respect. Anything else, brother?
I think that's just about it. That might be it. We can get back to the
man.
Topic.
Definitely, brother. No, that was the topic. That was what this is. You didn't go off topic at all. And man, time always flies. Much love, much respect, brother. Stay in contact, and then we'll catch up. We're probably gonna be doing something this weekend. Okay.
Okay.
So, wow, so true. So, listen, everyone, everything has always been and always will. You always hear me say this. It's always been our choice. What are we choosing? That's what the end result is gaining. What are we? That's what the end result is yielding. What are we choosing? What are you choosing? It doesn't matter what someone else says and say, you know, someone else says this is the condition. It's just like if someone asks you a question, you don't owe them an answer. If someone, you know, does this or does that. What you do with your energy, you do. But the system has taught us to always obey the overall institutional flow of things so that we will always be moved by it and moving in the direction that it wants to move us in. And that is to be subjugated and enslaved. So there are things that we should be doing daily among ourselves. And one of the things is we definitely need to be preparing, collectively coming together prepared in different things. There are things that we should actively be seeking. We should actively be seeking alliances. Just like this system was able to establish what it has right now, it didn't do it overnight. It didn't fall into it and already have it done. It had to be created by choice. And it's gone through its overall maturation process to mature to where it has its overall influence that it has right now. And it needs energy to maintain that influence because choices can be changed in a minute, in the twinkling of an eye, where eternity is changed in the twinkling of an eye by moving your energy in a different direction. So, very, very important. What are some of the things that you're doing? I would definitely say that you should be seizing on these opportunities that you have right now to ensure that when this coordinated collapse happens, that it will not take you down with it, and be disciplined enough to do other things based off of how your harmonic frequency is resonating. Just standing there and not doing anything is a stand in itself. Yes, that is a stand in itself. It is. It is a very effective stand. But at some point, at some time, it depends on you as an individual. Do you plan on building something? Or do you plan on just standing? And I think it's very, very important for us to get to what we truly, truly do desire. It's not going to fall into fruition. It's not going to be given. It has already been granted. It has already been given to you as a measure of love. Now it's time for us to build. They build a destructive system. We have to build a prosperous, benevolent system. And all those that want to resonate that way will be attracted to that and will give energy to that and continue to momentumize that. And those that want to do what they want to do, they will do just that. That's their business. That's their concern. That's their choice. That's their will. That's theirs. They should own it. The system proudly owns what it has. Are we proud of what we have? That's because we haven't built it. We're not proud of what we've built. And that's so, so important to come to that truth, to come to that fundamental truth. And when we do, then now we'll be motivated to build. We all need to pick up hammers. And picking up hammers is not an easy thing to do. It's labor intensive. It's painful. It goes into the realm of uncertainty, but then what you'll find is that the certainty that you'll find in the realm of uncertainty is that you'll find certainly that you are significant. You'll find the relevant value of you, the relevant value of you. That will never ever be found in a piece of paper. It'll never be found in a acknowledgement from an institution. It has to be cultivated from the harmonic frequency of life that resonates in you, by you. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come out of the commercial break, we're gonna pick this show back up next week, depending on the schedule, so that we can give some things that I wanted to give you. But there's a video that I want to play for you while I'm traveling. Very, very important video, so that you can see some of the things that are really happening, how things are unfolding, so that you can be have a better position of advantage. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And this is you won't be able to call back in once this video ends. Then we'll go back out. I'll still end out the show with you all, but definitely we'll be looking forward to talking to you and conversating with you and building with you in the future. So getting ready to go into a commercial break, and then we come out of the commercial break, we're going to play this video that will go into the end of the show right after Tando Radio Show. BIB, Black in Business, with the golden voice of CC, and Robert X will be on coming on after that. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, are you there? Because I totally forgot. I won't be able to.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Scotty, real quick. I posted a video. If you could play that video, the last one I posted for today, in there is like 28 minutes long. If you could play that, because I realize I won't be able to play it and be traveling and driving at the same time.
Yeah, Dave, if you want to set it up while I look for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. So definitely, thanks, Scotty. It's the last one that I posted for today's show. That's the one that it is. So, and I'm sorry, but I would have been able to play it, but because I'll be traveling, it won't work for me. So for everyone, I think this is a good opportunity for us to look at another part of the petrodollar and to really see how it, another way in which it works and why it's so important. So definitely that's what this one is going to be about. And I want you to just to pay attention to some of the things that's being said and how does this apply to you? Do you really want to be tied into this? And especially, what's the other sides of this? And the actual video, oh, I can't see it anymore. It's there, Scotty. So And I thought this was a really, really good one to give a preliminary introduction as to what this is and what it does and what it really means.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, okay. So Scotty's going to jump into it, and I'm going to mute myself. So, and then just think about this.
It should come as no surprise that the dollar is everything. The US dollar is the world's major currency. It accounts for approximately two-thirds of all the world's exchange reserves. Half the world's exports are done in dollars. All International Monetary Fund loans are made in dollars. And if you want to buy oil on the international market, the currency is the US dollar. But what would happen if some other currency threatened that position? With 12 countries already using it, and a further 15 waiting in the wings to convert to it, the euro is the fastest growing currency in the world. If the euro was to become the new international currency, the US might not take it lying down. I went to find Washington-based William Clark, an author and information analyst, who believes that the conspiracy behind the Iraqi war is all about protecting the dollar.
In the early 40s, the State Department did tell the President of the United States that it looks like Middle East, so we need, they call it the greatest strategic prize, I think, in world history.
Before this time, nearly all oil was produced by the US and sold for dollars. But by the 1970s, oil had been discovered around the world, and a cartel of 11 oil producers, OPEC, conceived a plan to sell their own oil in their own currencies. But the US had other ideas.
The United States intervened secretly in 1973 when OPEC was evaluating this proposal to say, please don't do that. And they were talking to Saudi Arabia, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and say, why don't you sell these in dollars only? And they're working closely with the British on this. And we will, it's sort of a quid pro quo, we will protect you, we will sell you military arms, we'll keep you in power, as long as you keep selling oil in dollars. Even the CIA didn't know about it at first, neither did Congress. But after the fact, it was a fait accompli, it was done. So ever since then, for the last 31 years, the dollars that OPEC gets flows back to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
That's where the problem lies. Since the agreement with OPEC, the Arab states have been controlling their own oil fields, but have still continued to sell their oil for US dollars. And where do the oil producers bank their dollars? America. It's called the petrodollar cycle.
After the petrodollar recycling system was implemented, 70% of Saudi Arabia's entire wealth was in one account in the Federal Reserve of New York. And that implemented a system where we kept the Saudis in power, they got rich, and we had an unlimited credit card.
And that's the dark side of the dollar conspiracy, and how America has been carving up the oil industry for years. It's not only the oil producers who have to sell in dollars. Buyers can only pay for oil in dollars as well. And if you don't have dollars, how do you get them? You exchange your goods and services for them. All America has to do is print them.
Japan wants to buy oil, so they make a Honda. They sell us the Honda. We give them that money, dollar bills. They take those dollar bills and they give them over to OPEC. OPEC gives them a barrel of oil. OPEC takes those dollar bills and they give it back to us in the Federal Reserve. So we print the money. It goes to our trade partners. They take some of that money. Some of that money goes to buy their oil, their monthly oil bill. Saudi Arabia then invests it right back in us. That's why it's called petrodollar recycling.
As long as oil is traded in dollars and the US can print them for nothing, then it has its very own money tree. But what happens when the US cannot print those dollars fast enough to keep up with the huge amounts of imports it needs to survive? America is now importing more goods than it can pay for. So by continuing to print more and more dollars, its debt is reaching a dangerous all-time high. Even with petrodollars, it's still having to borrow from former enemies. Some believe that the once mighty dollar is now under threat. So perhaps it's this dependence on dollars generated by oil that was the reason the US went into Iraq. The whole US position in the world relies on the petrodollar. And if that should change, it could be a reason for a conspiracy to go to war.
If we had to play by the normal economic rules, we're going to have a normal-sized military, not a massive global military, which is larger than the next 20 nations combined, which is what we have right now. So if the dollar loses its status as a world reserve currency, that is the pillar that underpins American supremacy, then the military pillar, which is the other pillar of American supremacy, will fall away as well.
That supremacy is also reliant on the ordinary man and woman in the street continuing to buy in US dollars.
It's American consumers who have unwittingly sown the seeds for this conspiracy. Americans are among the biggest spenders and the worst savers in the world. Buy now and pay later seems to be their motto. US national debt is now $7.7 trillion. And the entire debt of the whole country is an incredible $43 trillion. The average American now spends a record amount of their money just paying off the interest on all their loans. So if the petrodollar collapses and interest rates rise, the bubble will burst and then the stage is set for national bankruptcy.
If that happened, that would really be catastrophic for the dollar. It would be bad enough just to have a switch into the euro, little by little, but if there was any big switch of these trillions of dollars accumulated in U.S. investment, it would really be catastrophic for the U.S. economy. We may be set back more or less permanently.
When you have that many dollars unleashed, you would have massive devaluation, massive inflation. The whole world economic order would be changed, and the United States would really be in a world of hurt.
Teetering on the knife edge of financial meltdown, the US has always needed to keep a firm hand on the trading of its oil dollars. But in November 2000, the most serious attack on the sacred dollar was about to take place. If left unchecked, it could have been an economic Pearl Harbor. After years of struggling under crippling sanctions, Saddam Hussein decided to use the one WMD that no one had ever looked for or even thought about, the euro.
There was a guy once named Saddam Hussein who said, I'm kind of mad the United States bombing me and Britain too, so I'm going to sell oil in the euros. He came out and said that in the fall of 2000. It's a big secret here in the United States.
With the mighty dollar's position as the world number one suddenly under threat, did a ripple of fear go through the Bush administration?
From 2001 to the very beginning of the war, Iraq exported about 3.3 billion barrels of oil. We bought 2.5 of those billion. We bought two-thirds of the oil, but we had to pay in euros. We couldn't have the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve cannot print euros. So we have to sell GMs to Europe to get the euros, or whatever we sell to Europe, goods and services, in order to get the euros to buy the oil from Iraq. So the petrodollar recycling system began to break down.
So according to this theory, Saddam Hussein signed his own death warrant. President Bush had no choice if he wanted to save his country. He quickly placed Iraq on his list of axis of evil nations. And with invasion plans already in place, the inevitable soon happened.
I think the decision by Saddam Hussein to go for a petro-euro was the last straw. They had to move because the economy was threatened. And this is what you need to look at, the whole aspect of Middle Eastern oil. The economies of Europe, the economies of the United States, and the economy of Britain were threatened by Saddam Hussein's decision.
The other big secret is the first thing the Bush administration did when they took over Iraq in May of 2003 was immediately reconvert Iraq's oil transactions from the euro back to the dollar, even though from an economic perspective it was in Iraq's favor because the euro was worth about 17 percent more than the dollar. So he basically wiped out 17% of their entire profits by going back to the dollar.
While all this was happening, the American public was given very little information about how important oil and the petrodollars were to the U.S. So was there also a media conspiracy?
Absolutely. Was it a media conspiracy? Absolutely.
While more speculation has been raised on the reasons for NATO's intervention in Libya. And as RT's Laura Emmett reports, the organization may have been trying to prevent Gaddafi from burying the American buck.
According to some, it's about protecting civilians.
We must not tolerate this regime using military force against its own people.
Others say it's about oil.
The only reason they're interested with Libya is about the oil. You'd think we'd be in Iraq if the major export there was broccoli.
But some are convinced intervention in Libya is all about currency, specifically Gaddafi's plan to introduce the gold dinar, a single African currency made from gold, a true sharing of the wealth.
It's one of these things that you have to plan almost in secret. Because as soon as you say you're going to change over from the dollar to the something else, you're going to be targeted. There were two conferences on this, one in 96 and another one in the year 2000, called the World Mataba Conference, organized by Gaddafi. And everybody was interested. I think most countries in Africa were keen.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. The UK has double that, but 10 times the population.
If Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency, or maybe launch a gold dinar currency, any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today who are responsible for controlling the world's central banks. So yes, that would certainly be something that would cause his immediate dismissal and the need for other reasons to be brought forth for removing him from power.
It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro.
The UK's gold is kept here in a secure vault somewhere in the depths of the Bank of England. As in most developed countries, there's not enough to go around. But that's not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold. Some say the US and its NATO allies literally couldn't afford to let that happen. Laura Emmett, RT, London.
Tomorrow. Thanks.
Wow.
Unconfirmed.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came. We saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
But one other country has dared challenge the US control of the black gold. It will set up its own oil trading exchange that could threaten the exchanges of London and New York. is that Iran intends to invite all of the world's oil producers to trade their oil in euros. The same scenario that happened in Iraq is beginning to repeat itself.
I'm afraid it's deja vu. This is what we've done with Iraq. Guess what? They are up for a big surprise. Iran is unlike Iraq. Population-wise, Iran is more than double Iraq. As far as the terrain and the territory, it's a harsher country. You know, it's mountainous, resistance could be incredible.
They were hoping that the invasion of Iraq would send a message to other countries that are contemplating going off the dollar standard. You know, that obviously hasn't worked out the way they intended it to. So it remains to be seen how far they're prepared to go in order to protect dollar hegemony.
And the unthinkable is already starting to happen. Saudi Arabia, which has the world's largest oil reserves, is showing an interest in switching its oil trades into euros. If Saudi Arabia makes the switch to euros, all other oil-producing countries will follow suit. Is the US going to let this happen? Is America going to stand by and let countries switch to euros so America then loses its place as the world's superpower and loses all the money it gets in petrodollars? And if not, how far is the US going to go to stay number one?
We could look upon the invasion of Iraq as a good thing. On the other hand, we could look at the beginning of World War III.
Has sent an aircraft carrier into a strategic Gulf waterway for the very first time since Tehran basically said that we were not allowed to do that anymore.
As for the U.S., this week it strengthened its presence in the region by sending a second aircraft carrier to the Arabian Sea. It was reportedly planning to sail through the Strait of Hormuz. The EU has delivered on its threat to ban the import of crude oil from Iran in response to its nuclear program. The latest round of sanctions prohibits any new oil contracts while allowing for existing deals to run until July. But Tehran is apparently finding ways to keep the business pumping. Reports say Iran will keep supplying one of its biggest customers, India, but will get payment in gold instead of dollars.
Good evening. I'm Erica Lost. NATO forces bombed Serbia and Kosovo. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news. But we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5... Then 5 to 9,
you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth.
Nobody is opening their eyes. Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy? Come on! I work for the system.
When you look at our news or political debate, it is driven by talking points where they're repeated with such accuracy it's scary.
Talk show host Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be able to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on his late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push
the envelope on late night TV.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope once again on late night TV.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien is looking to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night TV.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be preparing to push the late night envelope.
Less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network.
But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. We are the illusion. We are the illusion.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
الأربعة والخمسة أيام. أدعس إلى عندنا بعد جميع.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.